emergency power activated.
What is up, World Wide Web? This is The Call. My name is Austin Brandt. We're at it again in studio, WGTD, brought to you by Gateway Technical College. I'm here with a couple guests. We're going to do a little round robin and introduce everybody. Far off to my right here, Dr. G's in studio. Dr. G, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Right to my right, I have Tim Williamson. And we have another guest off to my left here, Terry. Why don't you introduce yourself? He's our dean. We'll start here.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, yeah, this is I'm Terry Simmons. I am the dean of the School of Protective and Human Services for Gateway Technical College. I've been with the college for 20 years. My programs consist of 15 various diverse programs throughout the college here, and nice to be here this morning.
Including the best, EMS. Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. All right. And then you hear Tim chirping in here as well. Yeah. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent. I'm just happy to be here.
All right. All right. We're in studio. We're sitting down. And I would like to know the man behind the machine. That's you. That is you. Up at top, you are our dean of the Protective Services, the entire umbrella that encompasses that. So you come to Gateway Technical College, and you want to get better. There's a couple different programs you could go through, or certifications you can get. I highly suggest the EMS program. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but tell me what an average day in the workplace for you looks like.
Oh, well, basically, it's a lot of meetings, you know, a lot of meetings. My job, is my sole job as dean is to, and I tell everybody this, is to, we hire good staff, we hire good instructors, faculty, you know, so my job is just to help them, support them in what they do every day so they can do their best. Just get out of their ways, you know, remove barriers that tend to be in the way there.
Absolutely.
And support them. So
that, streamline
anyway.
That.
Yeah, so that happens by, you know, a meeting here, a grant there, you know, working with faculty one-on-one, some professional development, some staff development, so those kind of things.
Awesome. You're a professional solution machine.
Solution.
Right on, right
on. Absolutely.
Where did you grow up, if you don't mind me asking?
Yep. Actually, I just grew up south here in Illinois. There, I'm a Chicago Bear fan.
Hey, I see that mug, yeah. Chicago Bear fan. Okay, all right.
Illinois's the place to be. Yeah.
Should have had this before the Bears passed.
Yeah.
All right. So in Waukegan, Illinois, which is just over the state line there. Grew up there. Went away to school at Northern Michigan University up in the Upper Peninsula there.
Oh, nice.
4 years and came back down here. I have a degree in criminal justice.
All right.
And master's in counseling and EDS in counseling and education administration. So,
awesome.
Been in probation and parole when I was right out of college for 5 years. And I tell people I did a nickel in prison. You know, 5 years in prison.
Okay. Actually, get that street cred. Okay.
Actually, was I ran an educational program in a correctional center there.
Great.
And did that for about 5 years, too.
Well, that makes me want to pounce right on that, then. What would that entail? Like, an educational program within a correctional institution. So is that like a college system? People could get college credits, or is this just access to education that, you know, they may have not gotten prior to becoming incarcerated? What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So what it was, it was actual college. So a lot of prison systems will contract with local community colleges or colleges and universities.
Okay.
At the time, I was in Dixon, Illinois there, and I was a contract with Sauk Valley Community College at the time and Lincoln University that had a baccalaureate degree program. But I was responsible for 5 vocational programs and a full transfer program to the university there. Everything happened within the correctional center there.
Wow.
And so, so that was kind of like the start. When I came out of probation, and it was a great fit, you know. I was in probation. I was working with a lot of people. I kept telling these guys, you know, you're a knucklehead. You need to go back to school, you know, instead of being on probation.
Sure.
Do something constructive with your time and stuff. So I was saying, you know what, I'm tired of telling the knuckleheads that. I want to get in a situation where I can encourage those that are already in college to stay in college, complete, and do those kind of things.
Sure.
So it was a nice little, I had a little 6-week transition where I was working at Northern Illinois University for a while there in a program much like that. And then I had applied for this position as a career counselor in the prison system educational program. And got that job, so, and eventually came into a director of that position, but it was great. So I just said, you know, working with people from there back into the college setting where helping people matriculate through the college and those people that were interested in being there. But it was a great experience. It was a great experience to work with the residents of the correctional center there.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never even contemplated that. Obviously, I've never been incarcerated myself, so I didn't know that. I guess I should not. But like, you know, I didn't know the opportunities there other than rehabilitation and correction. You mm-hmm. know, like you obviously have access now to education. Do you see that helps individuals from returning to see you again a second, third, fourth time?
Well,
with you empower them with education.
It's part of it. It's definitely part of it. You know, having something to do, focus on a skill where you can make money, and you know, that's part of it. But a large of that is environment too.
Sure,
it's hard to change those kind of habits after, you know, 15, 20 years, and then the system itself doesn't. You know, I mean, really, once you get inside the prison, it's like, okay, this is great. We have prisons and stuff, but.
Right.
You know, it's not ran by the guards and the you know security. It's ran by the prisoners. But
right.
So the key is just, you know, how do we just keep a lid on it, right? You know,
so
that with that happening, you have a lot of that negative influence also happening within the prison system too. So you're just kind of honing some skills you already got,
right?
But you know, it serves its purpose. But those that take advantage of the educational institutions within that, it's very good for them. It's a lot, though.
It's kind of funny you said that. I just got done watching this Ken Burns documentary. I don't know if you... Yeah, it's College Beyond Bars.
Okay.
Anybody that's ever, you know, you can actually look it up on YouTube or just PBS. Same thing, but it's a four-year college, and, of course, the university's drawn blank. But just to kind of see that and, you know, while it can help a lot of people, it's, like you said, they're still at the end of the day. They're in prison, and they're surrounded by that culture, unfortunately. So a lot of people are successful, but...
There are some great success stories of people that have, you know, really embraced that opportunity to do, you know, whatever, they got in trouble, got incarcerated, and had an opportunity to get an education and done something with it. But it's far and few between,
right.
But it does happen.
And what sort of transition did you feel? I mean, you had mentioned coming from that to an area where now students are front-ending, right? They're seeking out that career
mm-hmm.
development, you know, coming here to the college. What benefit do you see someone, you know, getting education, right? Like, what is the I hear, like, why? Why do I want to go get this certification? Is it just for a job? Or does it help you along the way finding out who you are, you know, what you are, giving you worth, that you have, you know, like that self-desire that if you're able to go and do this for yourself, seek your way through a hard task by the end, and now you've cultivated more worth. What do you see? What do you see?
I think you hit on two pieces there. One, it's about that self-esteem, building self-esteem. You know, whenever you do something and you're successful at it and you do it again, you're building self-esteem, you know, you're building yourself. I think education is about that, you know, learning from, you know, we're kids from, you know, learning to read to learning how to learn and doing all these great things later in life. So I think that's huge. But the other part of that, it's about, you know, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? You know, how am I going to spend my life and what do I like doing? What I love so much about, you know, I've been in a university setting. I've been in, the technical college setting and comprehensive community colleges. And I really love the technical setting. I mean, because it's really that, you know, it's that combination of hands-on, I can feel this and do this, and that intellectual side, too, you know,
yeah.
if
mm-hmm.
you need to do that. But it's a great combination. But it's like I said, it's about that building self-confidence. It's about self-esteem. It's about learning new things.
And coattailing what you just said, that self-esteem, I think Gateway here, and especially in my experience, we do a really good job of providing that opportunity for you, right? We will give
Absolutely.
That opportunity for you through testing, through simulation, HPS, something like that.
Yep.
And obviously I'm talking specifically to the EMS side, but we build up many opportunities for crawl, walk, run.
Yep.
You know, if you, I've said many times, like in HPS, that's your opportunity to identify where you falter, right? Here's the educational moment. You can kill a simulator 100 times, but that 101st time where you recognize and then provide good quality care, that's your worth, right? You're building a great amount of self-esteem. Like,
absolutely.
Man, I am worth it. I can do these things. That's fantastic. So you came up here, and we definitely, definitely benefit from having you. I absolutely love having you at the top. You lead in a very fantastic way. At least I see you in the hallways with that big smile on your face. I try to compete to have another person to crack my face as much as you. But the thing that I think students really enjoy is seeing that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Within the Protective Services umbrella, there is a crazy amount of positivity, right? We work in this career field of stress, high stress, emergencies, right? Someone's worst day. And I'm walking around and I see my dean with a smile on his face, right? And that really is contagious. I see a lot of individuals underneath us, around us, and they look to us of like, how do I carry myself? And I just want to thank you for that, you know, leading the way you do. I find myself carrying that same positivity. I'm walking into a room, I'm cracking my face, I'm having this energy, because I love to have that same opportunity for the students to see that, like, I'm very, very energized to be here, yep, to provide this for you, this opportunity. Right. Yep. And when we give that out, I think we receive that a little bit. You see that, Tim? You see
that? Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a culture, right? So, yeah, meeting, and the good thing about Terry and even instructors and everybody, that it's everyone's calm, you know, like we have field experience. He has experience with that. Dr. G has obviously a lot of experience, but you know, we don't need to freak out about anything. We're gonna call. No one's gonna die. We're gonna favorite saying. So you know, how can we provide what's best for these students, and how can we set an example in the culture? Like
that's right.
Like you were saying.
But and as I tell you all the time, and what we try to do almost all the time. You know, what I like about our division, it's very diverse, right? But the common core there is that service piece, right? And we try to preach in our division there that we've got like three core values. You know, we're both strength-based, right? Mm-hmm. You know, talking about that people working from their strengths, being the very best they can based on what they have, and us cultivating that, you know? We talk about the customer service, you know, what is good customer service, because we all provide this service. And right. The other part of that is that empathy. That was the last one we talked about, is empathy. You know, in all of our programs, the goal here is you got to have empathy to what we do.
Absolutely.
Right? In the EMS and the Law Enforcement Academy and our Criminal Justice Program, Barber Cosmetology, Culinary. I mean, because empathy is really that compassion for people.
Absolutely.
Right? Showing that compassion for people. In order to make sure that people are having great experiences and having great customer service, you know, you've got to feel good about yourself.
Certainly.
Right? And that's kind of projected on the outward side and in doing these jobs. Otherwise, you know, why are you doing that? You know,
right.
go to the business department.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, these jobs are to go to IT or something.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. You know, and I really, really do agree with that. You know, one of the big things I try to promote in that classroom, one of the first things I show is I show this piece from this documentary, and these individuals show up, they're working this resuscitation, and I end up showing this to so many different individuals, in a refresher here and in classes. Why I think it's such a useful thing to show is because these individuals show up and this individual has been shot. It's a younger individual, and the family members are on scene. EMS crew shows up, and they basically just, like, fan the crowd away. Like, everybody back up, back up, back up. And I pause. It gives me goosebumps every time. Pit my stomach kind of twirls because I think to myself exactly what you just said. It's the community service. It's the empathetic aspect. A lot of things that we do are very sad. Right. It's an emergency,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I not even take a back seat. You know, right now, it's not my time, right? And that's something I knowingly, voluntarily raise my hand when I walk in to get that certification, when I swear in on that department, I'm saying I'm going to put my own needs on a back seat for right now. And sure, we can have a different conversation about, like, how do I make sure that I'm taking care of myself and community, you know, support and peer support, excuse me. But right then, when I go out for that 911 call, for this case, you know, that would be the exact opposite way of how I'd want to, operate. I want to make sure that I'm providing the best care to my loved one as I would want, right?
Yep.
How would someone, if I'm having my, you know, brother, sister, father, whoever
is. Put yourself in their shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would I, and you know, honestly, that's the best thing as far as EMS, at least in my personal experience. If I'm operating with that, if I'm operating with the best intent of my patient, I don't make a wrong decision. Right? If I'm making the empathetic decision for patient safety, patient care, everything else behind that is driven out of the appropriate area, right? Do you agree, Dr. Growy?
Yeah.
Do you do the same thing?
Yeah, I think so, And I think when it's tough when you are tired or burned out, you know, to kind of see through that. And sometimes it takes, you know, a little bit of redirection.
That's
or
right.
Even taking a 5 seconds for yourself is sometimes enough just to take a deep breath and try to recenter, you know, on the right, you know, right mentality, you
That's
know?
Right.
But I think that's it.
It's
so,
go time. As soon
yeah.
as, for me, I mean, there might be one or two words discussed between my partner on that call, right? As maybe I'm responding. It's 2 a.m. proof. I'm trying to scramble my brain together, get all the lug nuts operating appropriately and the screws not loosened. But as soon as that door opens of my ambulance, it's go time, you know, and I kick into my own persona of I am going to provide, absolutely. And I really like how you summarize those. I think the Protective Services here division at Gateway Technical College does a really good job of operating underneath those. And I see that from our students. You know, personally, I can express from our two paramedic classes that we had, the day and night class, I'm seeing that communal aspect. I'm seeing them come together, throw on some Christmas hats, go out, you know, afterwards and go to a local establishment together. Mm-hmm. And it bleeds from there. Right, you know, right. They have that desire of together we're doing this for a common good. Yeah. We're moving and operating from.
So I have a question. So, you know, let's say that I don't know what I want to do with my life. You know, I see that Gateway has all these protective services programs, you know, and I know that that's what I want to do. I want to help people. You know, how do you advise people, guide people on kind of what that right career path
is?
Well, I mean, we've got, and that's what you like about the technical college system. We have some great support systems, some great, you know, advising and counseling and career inventories and stuff like that. So, I mean, it starts for a lot of these kids in middle school. You know, they're touring through our campuses. You know, they see our big shiny red truck. They see, you know, slide down the pole, you know. They see these things. So it's kind of in their heads a little bit. But, yeah, the first thing is you want to make contact with them in some way, with someone in the department. I mean, our instructors, our coordinators, our directors, you know, they're always asked to be out in some place talking to people or, you know.
Sure. Visible.
Make that first contact, invite that person in and say, hey, you know, let's take a look around here. And and what happens is that our programs are, you know, we can't have every program on every single campus that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've got kind of clusters going around a little bit, you know. So but if a student has the opportunity or a potential student has the opportunity to travel all of our campuses, they're going to see the variety of programs that we have. And that's one of it's probably a downfall, but it's also, you know, options and choices for people, which is good. But that continual kind of just kind of through our new student specialists in the schools and our advisors and our call centers, you know, getting people connected to the right people to have that simple conversation or that invitation to come on and, you know, take a look at what we have. That's how it starts, yeah. Yeah.
What do you like to do, right? Like, what are you – it's that 4 to 40-year-old. You're 4 years old. What did you like to do then?
Yep.
You don't have to grow up, right? Yep. You can still do the things that you enjoy to do. Me, I like to go fast. You know, I like to be involved. Yeah. I talk a little quick, right? I'm a big personality. But, you know, honestly, I enjoyed that aspect of realizing that. Me, I wanted to be a mechanical engineer. Why? Because that's what someone told me to do when I was in high school. And I didn't go through these pathways, right? So as I was slamming my head against the wall in Algebra 2 twice, not the first time, twice, you know, and realizing, like, man, maybe this is – I am a square hole trying to fit in a triangle key with, you know, two different things, and it's just not going to work for me.
Yeah.
But you mentioned we have multiple different campuses. That's awesome. We're involved. We're spread out through this area, and we're also accessible. You can come in and ask us. Go through. I would love to put you through our ambulance. You know, you want to take a look in the back. You want to see our simulators. Plus, we'll get you in contact with individuals in the community who are doing this live, right? This is what it looks like. This is what you can be. This is what a day in the life of, right?
Our doors are always open.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we've you know, the number of tours we get, the number of people we walk through our buildings, it's huge.
And you know, to comment on that, it's not only adults that I'm seeing coming through our doors, right? We have many high school students, many middle school students coming in, starting that process, very, very in the infancy of their career, right? Mm-hmm. Understanding, like, these are some things that maybe I would like to do for my whole life. And by the way, it's okay to change, right? It's completely appropriate should you want to decide to go into law enforcement, right? And you realize that, you know, EMS is way cooler and you get to do so much more. And then you come over to the good side, right?
You gotta start somewhere.
Right.
You're gonna get pulled over.
I think you bring up a good point, too. You know, it's people only know what professions they have experience with, you know. You end up being, you know, if you don't know really what a police officer does or what a firefighter does or an EMT does, like, you'll never want to be that because you just don't know what it is, you know.
Right,
like, think about all the random jobs that exist in society, you know. Like, what people have experience with, what, like, teachers because they go to school, you know.
Right.
You know, maybe if you you know, have a family member who's like a firefighter, police officer,
sure,
then
right.
sure. But otherwise, you know, when do you see a cop? Maybe at that like drug education course that you're taking, you know,
sure.
when you're in elementary school,
right,
you
right.
know. So it's great that Gateway has a lot of opportunities for people to kind of explore that a little bit, you know, even at a young age. And again, not like you guys are saying, not to say you have to decide what you want to do when you're, you know, in eighth grade, but it's just kind of neat to learn more about the world and what people are doing.
And
so.
I enjoy we have so much realistic, I'll even almost add on, live training that you can do at our college. So, you know, I don't know of too many other careers, right? Like accounting, for instance. If you want to do accounting, you're going to crunch some numbers, and you can do accounting for real, but we can do that in the classroom. And in the technical area that we're able to provide, hey, you come on in, you want to be an EMT,
yeah.
we're going to prepare you, but we're going to do this right up to the realism, and we're even going to give you live patients. Head on into the clinical setting. You get your fingers involved. I really enjoyed this because this is a career field where I felt like, A, I was making a difference, and B, I'm doing it
doing
live.
It, yeah.
I'm putting my
you're
hands
in.
I'm having
something.
That empathetic approach
yeah.
and interaction with people. I'm feeling like I am providing, and that gave me worth. That gave me a huge amount of self-confidence because then I was able to involve and impact the community.
Yeah.
Where do you see Gateway impacting the community in the future? If you can, and if we have enough time.
I think we continue to do that. We continue to, adjust to our environment. You know, the technical colleges were created to provide that employment base, that labor base for the local area, right? So we're looking at, we're always constantly looking around and saying, what's happening here? You know, from the foundational programs and services from police and nurses and all that other stuff to, growing other areas. You know, like the Foxconn comes into the area, you know? That creates a whole new industry for us. So
sure.
We need to provide employees for them. So, you know, we modify or we change or we adjust to those new and burgeoning careers that are coming out there. But that's our job. And we're always going to do that. So that
mm-hmm.
our future is to stay here but to continue to make sure that we're addressing the needs of the community.
Great. Grow
yeah.
and provide.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we kind of want to cut to that, you know, the kind of needs of the community and bringing people to Gateway for education. You know, what do you think are some of the best ways to kind of reach out to the younger generation to get them excited about the, you know, kind of protective services and that kind of stuff? How do you get people excited about a field in this? Because I know that's a big kind of topic right now in fire, and I'm sure police is doing
yeah.
the same thing
mm-hmm.
with, you know, just kind of decreased interest compared to, you know, 15 years ago
sure.
where it was hard to come by, you know, fire jobs,
right.
and that's not really the case anymore.
Right.
Well, if I knew the answer to that question, I guess we would be, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we would be building
right.
a building.
We wouldn't be having
yeah,
these
yeah,
problems.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
let me tell you, one thing that I like about the, when we talk about EMS and the fire service and stuff like that, and something I learned since I became the dean of the program is that it's, you know, if you're really interested in it, it's an incredible journey that you can take through
absolutely.
That. I mean, from, you know, volunteering, right, at a very early age by only completing a couple of, you know, courses that cost you nothing, right? Fire 1, Fire 2, and, you know, driver operator or something like that. And heck, the state will pay for that if you're in the right place,
right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can
sponsor
it wherever.
And then moving into an EMT and then paramedic and, you know, I mean, there's such a path there.
Yeah.
And it can be inexpensive. So, you know, how do you get people interested in that? I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard, you know, it's that time where so many options are out there for people.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and that's a problem. You know, not everybody wants they're thinking of that quick fix. You know, the quick money
sure.
and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Right,
right.
But
yeah.
and you miss these golden opportunities.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
You know,
and
yeah.
but I think that's why we have and it there'll be a bell curve, and I think
yep.
the pendulum
mm-hmm.
will swing, in my personal opinion, because I think people are looking at the building, right? And
yep.
they're looking to whichever room has the lights on.
Right.
Are you turning on all the lights and seeing everything available? And if you're looking for a quick fix, we all know, as throughout history, is that gratifying. Is that oh, I did something, I see instantaneous results. Right. Yeah. Oh, this is where I'm at now. Or is it more gratifying, that process that you're right. you're saying you're going through, right? That journey that you're going on, the journey of yourself within, and when you arrive at the end, the juice is worth the squeeze. Mm-hmm. That, yep. you know, iron sharpens yeah. iron. By the end there, you are now a different person. Absolutely. You are now carrying your own self-worth because you created it rather than yep. instantaneously.
Yep. I think yep. that's actually, yeah, and it's obviously at the dean, it's at everybody's level. But I think even at our program, that's really what we're trying to do too, is even with our paramedic students is, you know, do this, you know, don't quit.
Right.
You know, this is just a temporary pain.
Slow
if you
down,
will.
Take
Slow
your
down.
Time.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Enjoy it.
Yes, you can
Enjoy
do other
it.
Immediate
right.
jobs that mm-hmm. seem like your quick money now, but I promise, stick it out, really take the pain, quote unquote, because it can open doors for you.
And, you know, and one thing I also should mention is there it is, the potential is, you know, everlasting. It's an infinity, right?
Yeah,
even
right.
in these three areas, fire, police, and EMS. You know, on one of our most recent podcasts, we had an individual in talking about the disaster management team,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Things I had no idea even yep. existed. I mean, I knew they were out there, but I didn't know this was a specialized team that you receive orders.
That's
cool. avenues, right? The avenues that you can head down. I can take this EMS certification. I can get this fire certification. For sure, I could become a career provider, absolutely. But the avenues I can head down, they're, you know,
there is,
everlasting.
You talk about the opportunities you don't know that are out there.
Yeah.
The most eye-opening thing that I experienced as dean of Protective Services, and I this is one of the things that I encourage every one of our students to do, is you go to the WMSA, you know, go
yeah.
to the expo. So you walk into the expo, right? You walk into the trade room there, and this is, you know, EMS, you know, convention, conference, and you're in this trade room, and there's just thousands of thousands of things going on. I mean, from, you know, the apparatus and the different programs. So there's just so many options
sure.
there. You think, you know, I'm just an EMS guy. I'm just going to be on the back of
right.
the rig doing it. No,
right.
there's so many opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with you go to, you know, any kind of conference or convention. So I say to all students, there are three things you need to do as part of your education. You know, you need to travel abroad.
Yes.
See how other things
yeah.
are working
yeah.
in other places, you know, in other countries and things. You need to attend some kind of convention or conference or expo to see just the expanse of your career
mm-hmm.
and where it can go, you know. And the other thing is that, you know, you have to do some kind of internship, practicum, or hands-on kind of part of that. You know,
yes.
you just got to be. So those are three things
Put
you need
to
do to
yeah.
augment your education. Yeah,
yeah, I would second
I love that.
Especially, those are all fantastic, but especially that conference piece,
oh,
man. Okay. I like, you know, our EMS physician conference coming up in a couple weeks, you know.
Right.
You know, and I go every year because it's just so important, like, to see what else is out there, to see what other people are doing,
yeah.
and talk about a way to get you fired up about
Absolutely.
Up in your community.
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
go somewhere,
yeah.
see what even other people are doing, and you're like, wow, like, that's great. I've
yeah.
never thought about that.
You know,
but
yeah.
we should be doing that
yeah,
here,
that
you know.
That is such
and,
a good point, Dr. Goey. Like, I,
yeah.
not that I feel alone, but sometimes mm-hmm. I feel just a little bit, you know. Eccentric is maybe a word, or like in EMS, in Protective Services, we're not breed, right? Sit down at any dinner, any lunch, and listen to us conversate.
Right.
We're a bit of an odd breed. Finding other individuals that match that oddity as you. You will realize, like, look at all these like-minded people.
Right.
What's our goal? To provide healthcare in the best way to protect, you know, to be involved in Protective Services. And then you realize, like, oh my goodness, there's all these other people with the same motivation as me, and we're pushing that bar further and further and further of what we can provide. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I would say, like, you know, so you don't have to go far to go to conferences. Wisconsin, we're really lucky. WMSA has a really big
right,
expo
absolutely.
Every
mm-hmm,
year,
mm-hmm.
You know, but a lot of times these places have scholarships. Like the EMS physician one I go to, they have a scholarship every year for professional EMS professionals that
oh.
want to go. You just write a couple essays, and, you know, if you win the award, they, you know,
yeah,
basically give you the money, they send you. You know, or if you're in EMS, you know, EMS in particular, you can – do a little tiny research project, you know, talk to your medical director, make a little poster about it, and then a lot of times you can get a hospital or a school
Great.
To, you know, to pay you to go to these things. And it's like, you know, how can I get to a conference without paying any
right.
money?
Right, right.
It's a fun game to play.
That's right. Squeeze it all out.
Same
but,
for our
yeah.
students, though, man. We have our student activity fees pays for a lot of those field trips and conferences that, you know, they can apply for and go to. I can remember in the past we sent several of our fire students or EMS students to the conferences. It's a must. You know, you just don't know how large your career field is until you see something like that.
What was the best ways to find any of these resources? Is it on the Gateway's website there?
Yep. You know, we have, so through our student life, you know, we have our student life coordinators that can help us find that stuff. But, yeah, most of that's on the website that we can easily get through in our student handbooks. It's out there. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again, Terry, Dr.
Yeah,
Gene, Tim.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you, everybody,
great
for coming
time.
On in.
Yep.
Once again, we're powered by WGTD and Gateway Technical College. This is The Call. If you want to reach out and come on the show or have any questions for us, Tim, hit him with that email.
EMSpodcast@gtc.edu.
Awesome. Thank you for lending me your peepers here. I'm Austin Brandt. This is The Call, helping you go out in the world, do better. See you soon.
Support comes from Kenosha Winter Harbor Market, featuring P&J.